To continue with our interpersonal related shilas, someone comes to our Zorba with the following shila. Said, in my shul called Ohev Shalom, they have a certain shul policy that anyone who wishes to reserve a certain particular specific aliyah to be called to the Torah, you have to do it 6 months in advance. Why? The shul just said, in case of a conflict, the decision is made by a lottery, meaning at the end of the day, if there's going to be a conflict, we'll just have a lottery a couple of days before. But if you want a specific aliyah, you make sure to call in 6 months before. There's a guy named Menashe responsibly notified the gabbai, and he told the gabbai that his son's bar mitzvah would be in 6 months' time, and he'd like his son to receive the maftir of that parsha. So 6 months in advance, he told the gabbai. 6 months later, on Erev Shabbos, another balabas, another congregant of Ohev Shalom Neshul Ephraim, called the gabbai on his cell phone. He said, hi, Shalom Aleichem, it's Ephraim, so-and-so. I just wanted you to know that this week is my son's bar mitzvah, and my son prepared the maftir. The gabbai checked his calendar, he said, 1 second, and he saw that Menashe had already reserved that Shabbos 6 months ago. Does Ephraim's son now, now they come to reserve us with the Shaila, does Ephraim's son lose out because his request failed to comply with the rule? Meaning, because Ephraim, the father of the second bar mitzvah boy, he didn't reach out 6 months in advance. Is Ephraim's son now going to lose out and not be allowed to be in the lottery? Right, because you have to be. The shul had a rule that there would be a lottery for if there was a conflict, they would have a lottery and this and that. But because he just asking a few hours before Shabbos, so now they come to Rav Zorzin and they asked him, does Ephraim's son lose out because his request failed to comply with the rule of being in touch 6 months before that aliyah would take place? Zorbstein brought the shaila to his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, and he answered the following. He said that Ephraim's son does not lose out his chance to have the maftir at all. He said Rav Yoshev said it very pashut, very simply. It's not the son's fault that his father didn't adhere to the shul's rules. Being under bar mitzvah exempt, says Rav Yoshev, beautiful, being under bar mitzvah exempted Ephraim's son from knowing the shul policy, and he should not be penalized. Ephraim's a congregant, his son's a congregant as much as Menashe's son is, and deserve to be called to the Torah. Therefore, says Rav Yoshev, that they should decide by lottery which boy should get the maftir, and shouldn't have any machlokas, and they should do the lottery, and whoever gets it, that he'll get the maftir, and the other bar mitzvah boy will get another aliyah. This is a tremendous lesson now during the 3 weeks. So many times when we get to different things, and especially comes to simchas and just different types of tremendous, beautiful, beautiful occasions. And then what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send a test to a certain family and say, hey, there's two simchas in one Shabbos. And we have to know how to behave for those things, especially now during the 3 weeks. I remember there was I have a very close Rav of mine in New York, and he told me that there was a certain Shabbos in his shul, as a Rav of a shul in Long Island somewhere. And he told me the following. He said that there was a member in the shul that was getting a maftir that week because he was having a yahrzeit. And there's an Indian brought down by the poskim that when someone has a yahrzeit, there's an Indian for the Ilui Nishmas, for the neshama, to get maftir. What happened was that another person from his community, not a member of the shul, also spoke to the Rav of the shul. And he told the Rav that, you know, I also have yahrzeit this week, and if you give me maftir, not only will I don't give a kiddush to the shul, I'm also going to donate a sefer Torah to the shul. So this rabbi now runs to the first his congregant of the shul, the guy who's a member, and he tells him, listen, you know, there's someone who wants to donate a sefer Torah. Would it be possible? Maybe you'll get another aliyah. What happened was. We know that the rabbi didn't go to the congregant of a shul. He actually went over to the person who wanted to donate the Sefer Torah. And he said, maybe we'll give another aliyah. And the guy said, no, if I don't get maftir, I don't want to have anything. What happened was, there's a halacha, that if you have if you have a congregant of your shul, and then not a congregant of your shul, right, some not a member, the member beats out. So what happened was, the member of a shul didn't want to give it up. The guy didn't want to give it up, the non-member. What happened was, the non-member, he said, no more Kiddush and no more Sefer Torah. And the rabbi turned to me and he says, what's the whole Indian of getting Haf Torah? The whole Indian of getting Haf Torah is that it should be the Ilui Nishmas for the Neshama. If they only knew, that they would give in for to the other side, that's bigger than any maftir in the entire world. That's bigger than any maftir, any aliyah in the entire world. Just to close with the words of the Zera Kodesh, the Rabbi Shitzur Rebbe, you know, we say it every day in davening, say in benching, V'neyoso b'karov b'yamino b'inyon olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should speedily in our days rebuild the final building of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbi Shitzur Rebbe asks, why do we say b'yamino? V'neyoso b'karov b'yamino. Just say v'neyoso b'karov b'inyon olam. You should rebuild it very quickly. What's b'yamino? He says, b'yamino means al yedei hayomim, through our days, not in our days, but through our days, that through our days that we serve HaKadosh Baruch with Avos Yisrael, we serve HaKadosh Baruch with love for other Jews, we're literally putting in stones into the Beis HaMikdash. You know, always your third grade rabbi said, oh, you're putting a stone here, putting a stone here. The Rosh Hashanah rabbi says, yeah, you actually are. One day you're putting in a full line of bricks, and then another day you're putting up another pole. That's how a Jew serves the Kaddish Baruch every single day. When he does something good for another Jew, when he says, "Hey, someone else has maftir this week, or someone else wants aliyah, I'm going to give it up for him." That's building the Beis HaMikdash. We should be zocher Be'ezras Hashem to take these words of the Rebbe found in Parshas Kisese. Be zocher to take these words to heart. Whenever it comes to different things, when we have simchas, we have yard sites, we should be zocher to really think what would a Kodesh Baruch Hu want me to do, and we should be zocher to make the right decisions, the decisions that lead to peace, love, and harmony. And Be'ezras Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zocher. But b'mehir b'aminu, b'nei osa b'karov b'aminu, but not in our days, but through our days. B'aminu, through our days, then we'll be zocher to the binyan olam, the final Beis HaMikdash. Be'ezras Hashem, Shkoach.